over, hero. You failed. Finally. Finally. You've failed. Not only have you failed, but you allowed yourself to be captured. To be taken. Now you will never stand in my way again. I'm sorry, what? I had no intention of you serving me, what? No, you'll never get in my way again because I'm going to keep you imprisoned here while I do my nefarious deeds. You look oddly disappointed now. What were you expecting? Nothing. Don't lie to my fucking face. You were clearly expecting something. Well, not like it really matters. Nothing's going to change the fact that you'll be rotting in a cell for the rest of your days. Nothing's going to change the fact that I now have all the power I need, all the freedom I need, to overthrow this god's-awful, corrupt kingdom. To bring it to its knees and build something new in its stead. Not really nefarious, if you ask me, but the branding, you know. The people expect an evil sorceress, and I think to myself, well, you know, if it gets eyes on my cause, I'll absolutely play it up, you know, if it gets people listening to the things I have to say. You really seem to have bought into the whole thing, though. I don't know how to express this to you, but I'm not actually a monstrous person. I had no intention of breaking your will so you would serve my ends. No, goodness no, you just constantly get in my way, so I either had to kill you, not ideal, not what I would prefer, or do this, which is lock you away without any of your magical trinkets. Under constant guard from some of my more adept servants and allies. It's very simple, no? Again with the disappointed look. What exactly were you expecting? Explain it to me. I'm not going to accuse you of having hoped for it. Just tell me what you thought was going to happen. Okay, torture. It's relatively in line with the... And... Okay, that's less... Are you suggesting that you expected, not hoped, but expected that I would brainwash you into what, fighting on my side? Why would I do that? It's ridiculous. It's a tremendous amount of effort for practically no gain. You're the only one who was any threat to me, and now you're out of the way. I can handle everything else myself, can't I? Not. Oh, my goodness. Right, so you convinced yourself that I was going to use some kind of mental magic... to render you a... what, a pet? A personal servant? No. I'm trying to make a better world. That is not doing that. So... and again, you look disappointed. How about you tell me this, Hero? Why is it that you chose to become a hero? What is it that compelled you to take up a sword and take a stand against me? I don't need your lengthy diatribes. Do you truly think that the king is in the right? Do you truly think that my ideas are wrong? You don't know enough. Well, I suppose I could have been clearer on exactly what it is that I'm after. That's fair. But I very much am not trying to create a world in which my enemies would be made my property. That's... no. 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 Did you... you did. You became a hero specifically because you wanted me to defeat you someday and do that to you, correct? Oh, goodness me, I have no idea where you got that impression of me, but... oh, fucking hell. I want you to be entirely honest. Is that genuinely, truly what you want more than anything in the world? Speak honestly, all right? This is your one chance. Your one chance to get what you want. So tell me, is that what you were hoping for? All right. And if I agree to do that to you, or to provide you with as accurate a simulation of that experience as I can, mental magic isn't really a real thing. It doesn't exist. It's a fiction created by propagandists in opposition to me. Nevertheless, I have ideas, yes. So, if you would like to, of your own free will, become the dark sorceress's pet, then... if I agree to do that, will you promise never to stand against me again? This is of your will, all right? I will not be able to compel obedience. Not truly. So I need to hear you say it now, while you are completely of sound mind and body. Was the reason you became a hero because you were hoping I would defeat and corrupt you? And would you stop with all heroic endeavors if I simply grant you that wish? Yes? Well then, that makes things rather straightforward, doesn't it?
onto the bed with you. No. No.
Here's what's going to happen, all right? From here on, I'm going to treat you exactly as you expected. I'm going to talk to you exactly as you hoped. I'm going to be the sinister, cunning mistress you've always longed for. But for the sake of your own safety and well-being and sanity, I'm going to tell you a word, all right? Let's say Leviathan. All right, can you repeat that word back to me, Leviathan? Good. Now, from here on, any protests, any disagreements, it's all play, yes? But if you say the word Leviathan, no matter what it is, I'll stop and I'll listen. You can tell me what it is you're feeling and what you think, and I'll take it quite seriously. All right? Good. Wonderful. Now, on the bed, lean back. Good. Stay exactly where you are. Exactly where you are. All right? I'm going to get this awful tunic. It's two sizes too large for you. Get it out of the way. Remove your under things. If you are to be mine in this way, I have to get you something nicer, but that can wait until after I've broken you in. After all, you've frustrated me. You've annoyed me quite a bit, I'll have you know. You have. I'm sick of it. I've had enough, you know? For so long, you have hounded me, hassled me, harried me, impeded me, if you will. You've constantly been a thorn in my side, always getting in my way. And now I find out it was for a reason like this. All this time, all this effort I've put into building a new, better world. And the one person who has always, always stood in my path. The one person who has always, always stopped me. Is someone who wished more than anything in the world for me to do you have any idea what normal fucking flirting looks like? Did I say you could speak? You're going to stay silent. All right. I expect not a sound from you. I expect you not to move a muscle without my say-so. All right. Keep that face still.
understand? You're my doll right now. And a doll stays put. A doll stays still and just smiles sweetly. While I do what I wish. A doll wouldn't make any whimpers when I bite its neck. When I bite and suck so hard it bruises, a doll wouldn't squirm, right? And a doll certainly wouldn't answer when spoken to. It's purely rhetorical. You really are dumb like a pet. You reacted again. Stay put. Stay still. Or be punished. A doll would stay completely still as I slowly move down its body. As I start biting and sucking at its chest. And if you were a good doll, you'll do exactly that. Stay still. Stay blank. No reaction, no response, just that smile I told you to keep. I can see all your little twitches, your little shudders. I can feel them underneath me. But you're trying, and that's what matters right now. To think we could have just met at some fucking kink club ages ago and saved us both the trouble. I frequent places like that, you know. No. Words. Doll. I know you didn't frequent places like that. I know you didn't realize they existed. Because you're a dumb little thing. Of course you wouldn't. If you had, again, we wouldn't be here. There are plenty of people who like things like this. Who engage in them willingly, of their own free will, on both sides of the relationship. But no, you had to go and expect. That a stranger would just fulfill your fantasy. With absolutely no reason for you to believe that in the first place. In other words, you got extraordinarily lucky that I am the person I am. Now, as I move down past your belly, And I plant a kiss to your inner thigh. I remind you once again. No reactions. Be a good doll for me. I can feel you shuddering. How does it feel? When I look at your pussy. When I suck on your clit like that. What do you think? Good job staying quiet. Finally recognized the trick for what it was. Took you long enough. I'm going to keep going. To keep pushing. I know it'll be hard, but when you come, I want you to keep as still as possible, all right, doll? Still and quiet. I want you to focus on that. On staying still. And quiet. You're doing so good. You've already improved so much. And I haven't even really started properly training you. You see, I was being truthful when I said there wasn't magic for controlling minds. But that doesn't mean one can't get creative. Conditioning is what I'm suggesting. I imagine that's exactly what you were hoping for, isn't it? Given how you reacted when I said it. There are all sorts of toys that I can enchant to control and influence from a distance. Design them to provide you pleasure whenever you obey me. Maybe to train you to associate disobedience with pain, if you'd like. Stay still, doll. Good to know that idea was well received, though. You're getting close now, aren't you? Remember what I said? Still and quiet. React as little as you can. Oh, doll. You tried your best, didn't you? But your best wasn't good enough, was it? Even though you're so hypersensitive, every little thing I do after that. So responsive. Such a shame. Well, you know what that means. I told you I'd punish you if you failed. And you failed, so. I have a special belt I'll be putting on you. And you won't be taking it off for quite some time. That's your punishment. No touching. No exposing, no nothing. Until your punishment's over. Listen, doll. There are so many better ways you could have gone about this. But you didn't. And maybe you didn't know. So I think, once I've got you locked into that belt nice and snug, you and I are going to have a genuine conversation, one-on-one, to discuss exactly what it is you don't know, to start teaching you things, alright? I won't be letting you out of the cell today. I need to verify that everything you've told me and everything that just happened was genuine, but maybe soon, alright? Alright. Now, this was only supposed to be a brief interrogation. I have to step out. Much to attend to. Rebellion to plan, you know. I'll be back for you later this evening and we'll talk. Okay?